Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Gee Thanks Just Bought It, the podcast where we tell you what we just bought and we tell you what you might need to buy next. This is your host, Caroline Moss, and today I am joined by author Marissa Meltzer. Her new book, This Is Big, is out in stores on April 14th, and I read it already, and it's really, really fun. You can think of it as like a Julie and Julia, but for Weight Watchers. It's Marissa's journey to sort of accept her own body and the bodies of people around her as it parallels to the Weight Watchers founder Jean Neidich's life. And it is such a good read. I'm so excited for it to be out in the world. And I'm so excited to have you here, Marissa. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me. I listen to the podcast every week, so I'm excited. Also, I love buying things. So
I could
be like your permanent guest, basically.
You're now my next. You're now the second host. We're now a two-host show. Yeah. I love it. Marissa, I know that as a listener, you've been thinking about what you wanted to bring for a while, and I know that you were going back and forth between a few items. What did you land on?
I landed on paper incense.
Okay.
The kind that I have is from a company called Ponsont. It's Ponsont.
Okay.
I think they're from Canada, although it's crafted in the USA. And it's literally paper incense. It looks kind of like rolling papers.
Okay.
A little bit. Or like a book of stamps or something like that.
Okay.
And there are little strips of, I guess, like perfumed paper that you tear off and then you fold it in like a zigzag pattern so that it burns well. And you just light it on fire, blow it out, and it burns like incense and lasts about as long as incense, but it's in this tiny little flat travel thing. So
it looks like really rolling good. Papers. Yeah.
Yeah. It's really cute. Good for bringing to like, I once traveled a lot and it's really nice to bring to like, you know, the Airbnb, you don't know what it's going to smell like.
True.
And it's not just for like covering up weird smells. It's just like the kind that I have is like rose and sandalwood and honey. Like
love
it just
that.
Smells like a sort of like chic Parisian apartment
like
of
that.
My dream.
I'm a candle
and
person,
so,
and you can't really bring a candle to an Airbnb. So this feels like.
Exactly. I mean, I actually used to have like travel candles that I bought and brought with me, which I also recommend. But you have the whole thing of like. You know, it can melt in your suitcase and also like you have to remember to like blow it out.
Right. And also like packing a candle. That's like, that's real estate. You know,
I mean, I am that bitch, I guess, but like
some of us are. Since we have the video up, I'm wondering if you feel like you could light one now, I would love to show people how it works. So maybe I'll start recording this on the video. And this is also part of the, episode, so you'll be hearing it and you could go see it.
Go and get a matchbook. Yeah. I'll be right back.
Go get a match and you'll be right back. Yeah, so we're going to show you guys how this works because once Marissa said you fold it into a zigzag pattern, I was like, I'm going to need a visual on this. This is very exciting. We're trying to keep things quarantine free, at least for the majority of the conversation.
Okay, so you have this little book of incense and it's kind of like perforated. So you just rip out one of the things.
Okay.
One of the strips.
Mm-hmm.
And then you fold it like a sort of a back and forth.
Okay. Hmm.
So it looks like that.
Okay.
And then take your match. I have these matches that I got in Sweden that have like a weird little child and stars on them.
Okay.
And you light it.
Cool.
You blow it out, and then it just burns like incense.
And then you can put it though. Yeah, like where do you?
Okay, so I'm gonna get a little cup.
Okay, because I'd be like, oh, I'm gonna put it on my wooden table.
No, don't do that.
Yeah, I mean clearly, but like, you know, who knows?
Put it in something that can't get hot. So like, put it in a cup or like a ceramic,
like a glass thing. Cup.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Just anything, like something like metal is not the vibe.
Okay, cool.
But anything else, like if I'm at a hotel, I put it in like one of the little, you know.
So plastic or metal is a no, glass is fine. Like the little water cup, the little like bedside table cup.
I mean, I think this cup might actually be some kind of Target magic plastic sure. that looks like glass. But anyway.
Hasn't burned
just
yet.
Not metal, not something that like heats up, not something that'll okay. melt. And you just let it burn in there and
looks
you can
so
put
easy.
It wherever. It's super easy, and it's like, I think it's about $25 for several dozen.
Very cool.
It lasts a long time, and, you know, yeah, like, you can, it's a good gift. It's good
like a housewarming to create gift, a vibe. I feel like. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Do they have a lot of different scents?
This particular company only has two scents.
Okay.
But they seem like they're sort of like a new niche artisanal version. You can buy them for even less from various companies that are like on Amazon mm-hmm. or like the Italian company Santa Maria Novella, which is they have like boutiques and you know you can find them here and there. They have one.
Very cool.
So yeah, if you do a little digging, you can find them.
I've never even heard of incense papers. Which is funny because I spent so much money on, I mean, it's not even so much money because incense is not that expensive, but I would buy tons of incense in like downtown Brooklyn. Like, you know how people would have, you know, the tables
sure.
out or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I
yeah.
always felt like that
it's
was.
Some wild scents.
Yeah, really wild.
Of scents. Yeah.
And I loved them and I burned them all the time. But what I hated about it is that, it, you know, it collects the like dirt, like, you know, the ash underneath, and then you mm-hmm. have to, like, wipe it down. Like, I'm just into, like, you know, not a lot of mess. It's not that much to clean,
this,
but it's a
it's
step.
It's just in, like, a little cup or
love
a little
it.
Tiny bowl, and you just, you know, it's, like, so little ash that if you clean out the bowl, it just
it's like
evaporates.
Doing a dish. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. I wonder if I can – I wonder if they have, like, incense. Like, Nag Champa was always, like, my favorite – incense
sure.
smell. I'm sure they have papers like that. When, like, how did you hear about these? Like, when did this, like, start? I feel like I missed this boat of a trend.
It might be just cresting. I was at this little boutique in Fort Greene, whose name I always get wrong, but it's called, like, Thank You Come Again or
okay.
something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was there because a friend of mine was having, was showing his art there. And the woman who owns it is very chic and like used to work for Celine, and that kind of thing.
Fancy.
And, she has this tiny cute boutique that has all different kinds of a little bit of home stuff, a little bit of clothes, you know, the vibe.
Yeah.
And she had these, packs of incense paper and I'd never seen it before. And I am someone, I have kind of like, a scented candle cabinet, basically. Like I have a whole, mm-hmm. I have like a lot of scented candles that I've amassed over the years.
Nice.
And they bring me a lot of pleasure and joy. And I realized it started out because my apartment before this was above a pizza parlor and it always, like not even a good pizza parlor, like
yeah.
a really gross one. And it always smells sort of like rancid tomato sauce.
Great. That's what you
so
want.
I just started, yeah, not ideal. So I just started like
trying to combat that,
kind of obsessively burning candles mm-hmm. to mask the scent. And then, you know, kind of got addicted to like creating a sort of sense of place or like season through candles.
I love that. I'm like,
and I like incense too.
I like a scent. I don't get like, I'm very particular about the scents that I like. Like, I feel like I've graduated from like being a, you know, a warm sugar kind of bitch to like, I like an amber, like a sandalwood.
Oh yeah.
Anything that smells.
Like these are very like ambery sandalwood. Yeah, yeah.
We're going to take a quick break. We will be right back. Okay, we're back. So yeah, like on the subject of candles, I feel like I used to be a big like Yankee Candle, like grandma's sugar cookies kind of gal. Sure. And, yeah. You know, I've grown up. We all have. But I have a real like, I felt like actually I was just saying, I just keep dropping stuff. I was just saying to my husband that I was like, I did not buy enough candles for the quarantine because they're burning all day long because we're home all day long. So now I'm being like really like stingy about like when the candles are burning and like, you know, when. So this actually probably would really help me.
It is very good because they like the scent lingers a really long time.
Yeah.
And it's not expensive. I mean, a whole pack would last a really long time and it's like $25.
That's
and
nice.
It's a good way to kind of like.
How many sheets are in there? Did you say?
I don't know, but there's, I don't know. There's probably at least.
Oh, you're like flipping through them. They look like a lot.
Yeah. Like I would say maybe like, I don't know, 24
and
pieces.
What would you like estimate the burn time to be on each piece?
I would say the burn time is probably like 15 minutes or something like that. But then the scent really lingers for a long time.
Yeah, which a candle really doesn't do unless you're buying like a Diptyque, which is like $90. And if I had Diptyque candles,
have you ever
I would
gone
like
to Diptyque sample sale.
No,
I have not either. But I mean, I've just heard it's wild.
How much are they on the when they're on sample sale?
You know, that's a good question. My guess would be they're maybe like $30 or something like that. Like not so cheap that you're just supermarket sweeping it, but also so much cheaper than they normally are.
I feel like if I bought Diptyque candles, I would never burn them. Like I'd hoard, like I'd be like too, like.
Do you ever buy the smaller ones? Like have you gone to the, because you know this, if you go in the store, they have ones that are like,
yeah, the
maybe
little
they're
candle
or they're like intro size. And those are much cheaper, and that's what I'll buy. Like, if I have one of those days where you're just like, I just want to buy something.
Yeah.
Which often happens in, like, kind of, like, between the seasons. Like, it's not winter, but it's not warm enough to be spring kind of thing.
New month,
and
new
then
me.
You go to Diptyque, and you get some sort of, like, very spring tiny candle.
Yeah.
That, like, is... I don't know. It gets me through.
I get a lot of my candles at Target, but then also, you know, you know that like in most cases, the more expensive the candle, the like more hours it will burn, the better it will smell, the more like literal square face, a space the scent will cover. There are some candles you buy that are like $7 and then you realize really quickly why is because when you burn them, you can't smell anything. And I'm like here for the scent. So I feel like the paper could be great. I love the idea of like burning the paper and then just like putting it in my bathroom instead of lighting a candle in my bathroom.
It's great in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. It's great for anywhere where like I'm kind of I get really nervous about wondering if like a candle is still lit when I'm out of the house sometimes. Like and it's funny when I like years ago when I still had an answering machine, I used to, if I had moments like that, call the answering machine thinking that like if it picked up it meant that the house hadn't burned down, so it was fine.
You know, that logic actually makes a ton of sense.
I know. I don't know if I have anything I can do that with now, but but yeah, it's good for something like a bathroom or like to leave in your bedroom or, you know, just anything that's kind of like situational.
Yeah, like where a candle would be. I mean, also like I have no qualms about spending $25 on a candle. So $25 on like the equivalent of like many candles is.
And it's made by a small company.
That's nice.
They've clearly put a lot of thought into it. You know, they have like the design is really nice. It says incense paper in three different languages.
Look,
on the front.
We love a bilingual bitch.
Trilingual.
Trilingual, you know, yes,
that's,
right.
That's a sign of quality to me.
Right. Is one of them French?
And Allure and Mystique.
Yes.
Of hell, obviously. Yes.
There is only a... This is reminding me that I used to, in my second apartment in New York, I lived above a Subway Eat Fresh restaurant, and the smell of Subway bread was so overwhelming at all hours of the day.
Right, like it smells great for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, you're like, oh, Subway.
Like, yeah, like I remember the last time I went to a Subway and I was like, oof, that bread.
Yeah.
But then I feel like after a few minutes, you're like, I want
to
die.
You like it when you go into a Subway because you're like, it's like, you know, no matter where you are, like if you walk into a Subway, they all smell the same. It's the same with like Sephora. But you don't want that like in your house constantly. I don't think we ever, and I don't think that my roommate and I at the time had enough money to sort of like really invest in like candles that would wipe out the smell. Because what would end up happening is like you'd have the like Village Candle evergreen scent that literally just smells like Christmas trees in Subway. Like you would never get rid of the Subway. It would just be like whatever you were burning plus Subway bread.
Yeah, you need like the big guns.
Yeah.
And that's also I have this theory that incense is actually better, something with the smoke, I think it's better at like covering up scents.
Interesting.
Like if I made this like tuna pasta the other day and then was trying to
sort of
get rid of the scent, and like incense is the thing that I would light.
Well,
yeah.
I didn't say this before, but now that you've said the tuna pasta, I'm like, I feel comfortable saying it. Like the reason we got into incense in Brooklyn is that we have two kittens and we had to light incense in the bathroom because they are, well, I mean, they're regular kittens who like poop and pee like every other living thing, but like,
right.
They,
yeah, I've never had cats. I forget about like the litter box.
Such
situation.
Small things produce such huge poops. It's almost impressive, but we were like, we need a solution because like we had a floor through apartment and the bathroom that we had the litter box in was like in the back and like our kitchen was like in the front, so they were like very, very separated, but like sometimes like one of them would poop and like if you could like smell it from the kitchen, so we were like, we don't want like people over for dinner and like we don't want to be those people, you know, we're already those people with the two cats, so like we needed a solution and the incense really did the job more than a candle ever would. So I think you're
about,
right,
like, what is your thought on room sticks?
What are those?
You know what I'm talking about.
No.
Those like...
Oh, diffusers.
Those, like,
the like...
Is that what it's called?
So yeah. You put the sticks like, in yeah. the thing of oil. And
yeah.
It, we have one in our bathroom, but I mean like... I feel like one of the things that probably like 75% of people like benefit from with the diffuser sticks is like they're not super overpowering, but like I'm looking for overpowering. Like I want... Mm-hmm. So... Room sticks are great.
Right. Like it's probably good for your like boutique or yeah. something. Like
yeah.
Or, yeah.
Or even your bathroom, like on a, 24/7 basis where it's like mm-hmm. you kind of like
maybe a bedroom.
Yeah. But
I don't spend a lot of time in my bedroom. So
I don't either actually. And I don't know. I did one of those things. This was a while ago. This was when I was still like browsing the aisles of Target and not like running in for milk and then like running out. Like,
I mean, can you even imagine?
No, not a time where I just like,
you're so free.
But I know I used to spend a lot of time like staring at oil diffusers being like, is this something I want? Like, is this, but I like the warmth of a candle. I don't know. The fire thing like really appeals to me, which is why I think the papers are actually something I'd really like.
Yeah. I also like the hit of it. Mm. Like I think I'd rather have like concentrated scent when I want it than like a little bit of scent all the time.
Because it's like when you start wearing a perfume that you love, like you can smell it and then almost immediately you stop being able to smell it. And it's like, okay, but I spent money on this perfume because I like the way it smells. Like, so I want to be able to smell it, but you become like immune. One time I used to wear, actually this is a recommendation I would give to anybody. So I wore Le Labo Santal 33 like every other person in the world until I was like, I can no longer find like $300 in my budget to go towards perfume. I'm going to need to find some dupes.
Oh, I have a hack for that.
Oh, tell me.
They make a laundry detergent. Le Labo does. It's a collab with The Laundress.
Uh-huh.
And the detergent it's not cheap, but it's also
it's not $360.
Not crazy expensive. Yeah. Like I want to say it's like $30 or something for like a pretty large, you know, over a liter.
Yeah.
I want to say. Enough that like it lasts.
Yeah.
And they make two different scents with Le Labo and one of them is Santal 33. And so you can wash your clothes in it and they smell amazing.
I was like, I'm ready to buy like a little empty perfume bottle, dilute it with water and spray it all over my body. But sure, I can wash my clothes with it too.
Like, I think you can buy
that's amazing.
I think there's a thriving like secondhand like eBay market
decanted
stuff. But I feel like a lot of those are probably counterfeit and wouldn't totally.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. That is such a good hack.
Laundry detergent is my number one hack for anyone who wants the Lalabo experience.
Holy shit, I can't believe this exists. I'm looking at it right now on Google. You're blowing my mind right now. Like,
I use it, and then I feel so fancy whenever I wash my clothes, and like, even, and it holds it. So I'll put on underwear today and was like, these smell amazing.
Oh my God. That is huge for me. I miss that scent so much.
Am I right? Is it like 30?
It's $45.
But
$45, if you guys like are not aware of the Lalabo prices, like it's
Tiniest bottle is over $200, I want to say.
I bought the big bottle for myself a few years ago. I tried so hard, similar to the Diptyque candles. I was like, I only wear this for special occasions. But then I was like, I want to wear it every day because I like it. But it is so expensive. It's like, I think it was like $280 or $300. And it's like this whole thing. Like, you go to the store in Soho or wherever it is. Maybe it's in the Village. And like, all the men there are wearing like, it's like you got transported back into the 1800s and they're like mixing the, it's like, all right, I don't need the whole like theater of
it's
this.
A little
like,
bit steampunk.
They
print your name on the bottle.
I mean,
if it could be like $40 less, I would definitely not have that. My hack with them, other than the detergent, is that like, if you buy it, like when I was in Canada for a couple days in the fall and went directly to Lalabo because it's like no tax plus like with the exchange rate and ends up being like 25% off.
Amazing. I would literally go, I will now cross the border to get cheaper Lalabo. Like, that'll be my like mission in life. Like, every 6 months I'm like making a pilgrimage.
You need like a Canadian proxy service.
I have some. Dan went to college in McGill, so maybe I'll just like hit up some of his college friends and be like, look, I have a business proposition.
They definitely have a Montreal location.
I'm sure. But Montreal, people in Montreal are so mean because I can't speak French. I say this like because...
No, I speak French and they're really mean about my like French Parisian French.
I kind of love that about them though. I'm like, yeah. You guys think New Yorkers are mean? Like, Montreal natives are like, get the F out. Yeah, they speak Quebecois. Right? They don't speak like... It's, so even if you speak French, they're like, that's
French,
not that.
But the accent is different and a lot of the words are different. Like they say, I think peanut is like arachide in Montreal, and it's different in like French that you learn in American schools.
Well, I learned Spanish when I was in high school and none of it stuck with me. I probably could like understand, I can definitely read it and I can understand it if you speak really slowly and if I'm allowed to ask questions. So we're going to take a quick break again. We will be right back.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Okay, we're back. Now you have me thinking on the topic of scents. So I'm like,
I love to talk about scents.
I literally could pee my pants with excitement about this laundry. Like, I'm so excited. I'm like trying so hard not to shop anywhere during this time unless it's like directly benefiting a small business. But this is on my list.
Lalabo is owned by a large company, but you know, I think it's okay to support.
Okay.
Them.
As long as you give me permission, I feel fine about it.
I give you permission. Also, like, it makes sense because you're doing laundry. I bought shoes.
The other
day.
It is an essential.
I'm not wearing shoes anywhere.
Where did you buy shoes from?
From Todo Cayo.
Cool.
They were having a sale, and there was this pair of really beautiful mules from this brand Wandler that I'm hoping fit. They look really beautiful.
Nice.
Like I said, I'm like a terrible inveterate. I love shopping. I could talk about it forever.
Well, you've come to the right place. Talking about scents reminded me of like a recommendation that I wanted to give. And you know, from listening, sometimes I don't bring a recommendation because like I want my recommendations to mean something. And, you know, unlike my guests, I would have to come every week with something. And I feel like it's so disingenuous to like have something every week that I claim has changed my life. So if I don't have anything, I don't bring it. But fair. On the subject of scents, two perfumes that I found as like very, I'm very happy with them in place of wearing the $300 Le Labo is the Maison Louis Marie number 4.
Beautiful.
Almost an exact replication. It's like a little stronger in whatever notes, but like unless
also great
it's like
packaging,
the
packaging.
Great packaging.
And feels fancy.
It's
like
clean.
Did you have like designer imposters fragrance commercials when you were growing up?
Yeah, of course.
You're a little younger than me, but yeah. You know, it doesn't feel like you're wearing designer imposters. It feels very chic.
It's very chic. It smells a lot more expensive than it is. I'm looking right now. So it's on Sephora, and for half an ounce, it's $57, which comparatively is a lot less expensive than whatever half an ounce at Le Labo costs. But like,
it's at least a third, if not a quarter.
Yeah. Anything under $60, I feel like in that market is a deal. It's also very strong, so you don't have to use a ton of it. You don't smell cheap. And yeah, I know what you're saying. It's like, but also because, you know, when I was in seventh grade, I was wearing like cotton candy, like Baby Bitch or whatever, and smelled like Baby Prostitute. Remember when
the name of my signature scent?
Yeah, cotton candy, Baby Bitch. but when I smelled, actually, the funny story about Maison Louis Marie is that I was in Shelsky's in Cobble Hill, and I smelled the scent. Love Shelsky's. I smelled the scent on the woman in front of me, and I tapped her, and I was like, "Hey, like, what perfume are you wearing? I really like it." And then she told me about this, so I was really excited about it. The other scent that I love that is way, way cheaper than both is the Kiehl's Unisex Love Oil Musk.
I wear that musk all the time.
Love it.
I love it on men.
I had a
boyfriend that wore it.
Yep.
And then when we broke up, I bought it and was like, oh, I don't even think I miss him and the way he smells in this primal way. I think I just miss the Kiehl's musk.
Similarly, I first smelled it on my brother's ex-boyfriend. Because I was in the city that he lived in and my brother wasn't there, and like we went out to dinner just to catch up, and they were still dating at the time, and I was like, oh, like I love whatever cologne you're wearing, and he was like, oh, it's unisex and blah 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 blah. And then I like started buying it, and then my brother was like, can you like not wear my ex-boyfriend's go ahead. I'm gonna check the pricing.
Have
on the
you
Kiehl's.
Tried the Glossier You perfume?
I have not.
Okay, I think that is really, really good.
Cool. Okay.
And that is also, it's like Maison Louis Marie sort of level of cost for a big bottle. And I think they use some of the same noses, which is what they like call people who develop perfumes, as people who worked on like Le Labo. So these are like people with good taste. And it's like, it doesn't have a top note. I think that that's their shtick, is that it smells like you are the top note.
Yes, right. It like smells a little different on everybody. It's like your pheromones or whatever.
But that's honestly, every perfume smells different on everybody, because we've all had that experience of like buying a perfume that smells amazing on a friend and it just smells whatever on you.
Yeah.
But this one, I think it's like maybe musky white flower. To me, it just doesn't smell like anything in particular, which I like. Mm. It just has this kind of slightly sophisticated, cool, powdery body odor kind of scent.
Okay.
That to me, I just can't get enough of. My only like criticism of it is that I don't feel like it lasts very long.
Okay.
But they do also have a solid perfume, which comes in a cool container, and
cool. So it's like a bomb.
And that lasts longer. Mm-hmm. And I keep my like travel bag.
I feel like the thing that I take great pride in is that sometimes, you know, way back when we were able to give other people hugs, like I loved getting the compliment of like hugging someone and people being like, oh my God, you smell so good. Like I live for that. Like I can tell you like nothing else.
I'm also a person that people tell me I smell good, but also like I use really nice soap and I wear perfume every day.
I'm very mindful. I like the way it
smells. Yeah.
Because like, I want your compliments.
Yeah. Like I care about smelling good. I like good smells. I'm particular, like smells I hate or perfumes I hate.
No.
I just hate. My dad, I think like my dad bought his girlfriend at one point, like I think it was like the Sarah Jessica Parker perfume. And I was just like, not for me. Don't want it anywhere near me.
Well, people, it's very particular. Like, so this Kiehl's original musk, which, so for 1.7 ounces, it's $44, which is like a deal. And that thing, even if you wear it every day.
Are you looking at the oil or are you looking at the perfume?
The spray.
Okay. I like spray. The oil is nice too.
I like the oil. I will say that the container that it is in shatters easily, and I learned that the hard way. I actually, when I used to go to an office every day, I carried around this like little bagu sort of like pouch, and I would put my whatever medication I had in there, and I would also literally carry my Kiehl's full bottle of perfume in there. Just for like spritzes.
Here's the fun thing to maybe blow your mind. Do you layer perfumes ever?
So I don't know enough about it to try. And I feel like I would be.
Kiehl's musk is a really good one to layer
like
in.
A base. Because
it's so
like clean. Musky, yeah.
Clean and musky and human smelling. Mm-hmm. And then you do something like the Le Labo Santal, which is more of a just has a more of a kind of herbaceous note or something to it. That the combo of both is really nice. Or like I do, I have another Le Labo that's it's called Gaillac. It's like
I love Gaillac. Gaillac 10.
It's really good. Yeah.
I can never find it anywhere.
Because they only sell it 1 month a year. It's stupid. I know.
The other one that I also loved in the inexpensive category of like similarly scented perfume is the Madewell came out with 4 different perfumes. And
oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Around Christmas time this year. And Sedona has been my new go-to. And it is similarly.
I would love to be in Sedona right now.
Who wouldn't? Who wouldn't?
Take me. Set the vibe. Yeah.
That one is like $65 for, let me look. But, you know, it's made well, so you can get it on sale.
My hope is, like, I think a lot of these places you can buy samples. My recommendation is, like, even if a scent sounds totally you and this comes highly recommended by people with great taste like us, I would still get a sample because, like.
Yeah, like a rollerball. Also, Sephora will give you a sample. Yeah,
they sell those tiny, or if like now that we can't go in, you can often buy or request those tiny samples that you used to get in like magazines.
Right, to see if it works with your natural scent.
See if it works, like wear it for a while, because I've had plenty of experiences where I like sniff something and was like, and then
I bring it home.
It's like, no, yeah.
My mom wears, which is so funny, it smells so good on her. And actually, this is a two-part story because it's kind of the same. My mom wears, like, the Paris Hilton perfume. Smells so good on her. I feel like it's definitely one of those situations where it's, like, it might be just because of her, whatever, like, pheromones or whatever. But, like, I always laugh to myself because I'm, like, one day my mom is going to be gone and I'm going to get, like, a hit of Paris Hilton's perfume, and like all these memories are gonna like rush back to me.
Scent is so tied to memory.
It is. It's so strong.
You know, it's intense. You know, and also taste. I mean, to bring it back to my book a little bit, when people lose their sense of scent or I guess it's their sense of scent. They lose a lot of their sense of flavor.
Yep.
And they have a really hard time like eating and keeping weight on and stuff because you can only taste the like taste bud taste, like salty or sweet or bitter, et cetera.
It's really, I feel like scent brings me back. One of the things that we did on the G Thanks Instagram a few weeks ago was like, I was talking about how when everyone was on their big hand sanitizer shopping spree that even like Bath and Body Works had sold out of their hand sanitizer, which I was not expecting. So I had asked I'm sure it's good. I asked everybody what their like sixth grade Bath and Body Works scent was. And it's like, if I ever smelled like, you know, cucumber pear or cucumber melon ever again, I feel like I would be transported back to like social studies in sixth grade. But like,
oh, absolutely.
Before I stopped that woman at Shelsky's though, I have only ever stopped two people.
What if she was like, my scent is Gravlax?
Yeah. Well, so no. So here's the craziest thing about this is that I didn't.
Italian cream cheese.
I had only, right. She's like, right. It's Lox. I don't know. It's Havla. So I have only ever stopped two other people before that woman on the street. One was in Herald Square. One was in on the Upper West Side. In 10 years, I stopped these two women. Both times I said, I literally stopped them on the street. I like turned around and like tapped them on the shoulder. I'm like, I'm so sorry to bother you. Like your perfume smells so great. What are you wearing? Both times they said Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj's perfume.
Whoa. Mm-hmm.
It smells so good. I like have never smelled it since, but I thought it was so funny that the second time.
Is that the one where it's like the bottle looks like with the, with the bob stuff?
Yeah. And it, and I really, so I will also say that, I don't think anybody should be embarrassed to ask somebody like where they bought their clothing or like just tell them that they look good or that they smell good. I would ride high on that all day. So
same.
When we can all see people again, I feel like there was a tweet about this at the beginning of the year too, is like, you know, I want to go out of my way to be like, you look good. Like, I like that dress. I like this. You smell great. Because if someone said that to me, I would literally ride that compliment for like 30 days. That high would last such a long time.
Oh, totally. If someone is like, I like your pants or whatever, I can't think of anything better. It would be so much more than like a man saying he thought I was attractive or you know what I mean?
Right. If
like,
another woman.
That means like nothing to me and I'm highly suspicious of it.
Every time I wear like a loose, you know, baggy kind of like sack dress and my husband.
Oh, it's like catnip to women like
oh
me.
Oh my
I'm
God.
Like, tell me all about it.
Dan's so, like, I wish
about
that,
shapeless dress.
Please tell me about your bed sheet. Like truly, my husband will be like, oh, it's fine. But like, I love, you know, I'm like, I'm not getting dressed for you. Are you kidding? Like, I don't care what you like. Like he has no preference, but I'm sure.
I would be really suspicious of a woman who dresses for men.
Very.
And what is she wearing? Like a mini skirt?
Yeah, like a bandage dress. I don't know. Whenever I see a woman in one of those like Bat Shiva, like full body, high neck things, like that looks like kind of American Girl doll, I'm always like,
you know,
damn, I want that.
Me.
Yeah, come like tell me everything.
My problem is that they don't really make them in my size, which is a whole other conversation.
They do not make them in my size either. I wish they did.
Yeah. She does custom pieces and I've seen Beanie Feldstein wears them, so
she looks good.
I guess she's making custom for Beanie, but I'm sad to say I'm not Beanie Feldstein.
If they recreated all of like Felicity American Girl dolls outfits for the modern woman, I'd buy them all and I'd wear them every day.
Every single one. Yeah.
Marissa, thank you so much for coming to G Thanks Just Bought It and for introducing me to the world of, what are we calling it? Incense? Is it incense paper?
Paper incense.
Paper
but
incense.
Also
I love it.
Lalabo.
And the Lalabo laundry detergent, which I feel like that is the hack of a lifetime. Please tell everybody when your book comes out and where they can order it from.
It's called This Is Big, and it's out April 14th. You can order it wherever you're getting books. I love Powell's in Portland.
Nice. Awesome. There's plenty of bookstores. We said this in the video that we did together, but like, you know, right now and also all the time, plenty of small independent bookstores all over the country can ship books to you for little to nothing. And it's always great to support the indies, even when we're not in times of crisis, because we all love our independent bookstores. You guys can follow the podcast on Instagram, gthanksjustboughtitpod, and visit www.gthanksjustboughtit.com for information about the episodes, videos, lots of different things. I hope you guys are all staying safe and healthy, and we will see you next week.